Ah, it's you. I wondered when I'd find you here. Here in this archive? Yes. It would appear that Mesmer, lord of this keep, did thorough work preserving all the knowledge of the Shadowlands. Iconography, bibliography, including specimens of different horn-scent beasts, pieces of the horn-scent's culture. For what reason, I cannot fathom. For eons, his crusade burned away and expunged every trace of the horn-scent from this land. But this is a wealth of knowledge, both on this land and beyond. You seem quite at home here. Ah, long has it been since I've had a chance to turn a page. Sadly, my eyesight is not as good as when I last held a book. Age has its burdens and its advantages. Too true. Too true. Did Moog have any libraries of his own? Nay. Lord Moog was less concerned with written knowledge and more with, well, the cosmic sort, I would say. Did you ever have the pleasure to meet him? The mother of blood has abandoned me. Mikula, why? Why do you never respond? It didn't have to be this way. But maybe, maybe you can still be healed.
To what end?
To take you back to your family.
Family? What family? Liars, miscreants, two-faced and preening. I was rejected by them at birth. I would be rejected by them now.
You don't know that. Maybe things have changed.
Look at me. What place is there for a creature such as I in their world?
You'll never know unless you try.
Try. And have them abandon me again. As I was abandoned by the mother of blood. By Mikula. By everyone. Let me perish. I wish to suffer this existence no longer.
As you wish. I'm sorry it ended this way.
As am I.
I knew him briefly. He seemed a very sad, lonely man. Thank you. For what? Most who knew Lord Moog associated him with being a degenerate, some filthy fiend who delighted in fetishes of blood and kidnapping other demigods. They did not, nor could not know the man he was beforehand. The man who was lonely, and the man who brought others together out of their loneliness.
Were you one such individual?
I was, ages ago. My family, my home, had been razed to the ground by servants of the Golden Order after the shattering I know not for what reason. Only that it was the last time I saw anyone I ever cared for. Perhaps they had truly died. Perhaps their bodies were taken for some profane ritual and art. Whatever the case, the Golden Order made an enemy of me that day.
Led by Moog's brother, Morgott.
I did not discern that information until much later. Not that it particularly mattered. Lord Moog was decidedly against everything to do with the Erdtree, the Golden Order, the Fingers, and any other envoy of the Greater Will. He was a man who was hell-bent to establish his own dynasty, separate from any powers that previously existed.
He found another outer god, the Mother of Blood.
Yes. Yes. Rather unfortunate that such a being had arts and powers considered distasteful. I feel as though more would have been drawn to him had he not had such associations. Not to mention the fact that he was an omen surely drove most people away. Most never looked at him and saw a man at all, but rather some fiend, some monster from a nightmare. He did not do much to discourage this. In fact, at times he encouraged others' perceptions of him being so. He wanted to be feared by his siblings, the other shard-bearers, the other demigods. The power he could channel from his outer god fortified his body to immense proportions. He was, perhaps, the next strongest demigod after General Radahn.
I seem to recall Melania being a powerhouse all of her own.
Perhaps. Perhaps if she and Lord Moog dueled, it would have been a true competition. The power of rot versus the power of blood. Though I would not wish to be there if she decided she was going to lose that fight. Unleashing the Scarlet Rot upon his dynasty would surely spell the end of it.
About that, Melania was sworn to protect Mikola. Why did she not return to take him back after Lord Moog absconded with him?
That I do not know. Perhaps she was too drained after her duel with General Radahn, trying and barely succeeding to contain the power of the rot within her. Even at the height of the Erdtree's power, the demigods and Queen Merica could not subdue, stymie, nor purge the Scarlet Rot from Princess Melania. A tragic and pitiable fate.
A fate she shared with all of Caelid.
Yes, I suppose so. I think the shattering turned many noble souls wicked, tainted them with the flame of ambition or the bitterness of protecting their noble shards of the Elden Ring, turning them into things they would never have been before. Lord Moog, for example, once he was indeed a far more gentle, inviting individual. He welcomed any to his side. Enemies of the Erdtree, misbegotten, slaves, victims of the power of the Golden Order.
Perhaps he did this for the same reason Mikola invited others to him.
Have you met Sir Gideon Ofnir?
Yes. He was the one who used that rhetoric.
He's not, perhaps, wrong. In the days of the Shattering, one needed all the help they could get.
declaring oneself as an enemy of the Erdtree and the Golden Order earned you as many allies as it did enemies. Perhaps. I don't know. Perhaps that was what drew Mikola to Moog, or vice versa. But I do believe that Lord Moog was under Mikola the Kind's enchantment.
It was powerful enough to work on Moog,
perhaps. There were changes in Lord Moog after he returned with kindly Mikola that were otherwise inexplicable.
There's a lot to consider here. Why try to control Moog in the first place?
I don't know. I'm hoping more answers reveal themselves the longer we're here. Discerning Mikola's true intent could be the difference between a new age ruled by a benevolent god or a time of nightmares ruled by a monster.
How would Mikola bring about his age of kindness?
This I do not know. Do you have allies amongst the demigods who might?
Some that yet live.
Perhaps you should ask them. I have no notion of what Mikola would seek here in the Land of Shadow. But clearly, whatever it is not something that could be found within the lands between. Elsewise, he'd have had it already. With Lord Moog and his bloody fingers at his disposal, there's not much they could not procure. Aside from certain shards of the Elden Ring, or artifacts of immense power,
souls flow through this land. The souls of the departed.
Perhaps. Perhaps that is why he bewitched Lord Moog, to experience a forced death and enter this land.
Is that even possible?
I've no notion of how life or death truly works. Does one spend a portion of time here after their physicality is destroyed, and then return to the waking, unshadowed world because death has been abolished? Forgive me. I must spend more time studying here. I'm sure you can find a way to the upper levels. If you find anything of interest, please bring it to me.
I shall, Ansbach. Good luck on your search.
And yours, righteous warrior. You may not have the grace of gold, nor be tarnished, but you are truly a noble soul indeed. Thank you for your kindness to myself and to Lord Moog.
You both deserved some kindness, after this world granted you none.
Perhaps. Perhaps that is what Mikola wants for everyone. One way or another.